on, all right, ministry moments. And we're going to try to start it every Wednesday about now at 12:15 Eastern, which is right now, okay? We're going to do a ministry moments, and the ministry moments came out of a message that was ordained on the last night of the Zimmer Family Christmas 2025 in Baltimore. Those that know me know my family is everywhere. I don't have one person, not even in Florida. They all got out of Dodge, and they left, and the ministry and the might and what God wanted for them spread them everywhere. And they're in four different states, and the closest one takes a whole day to get to if I was going to drive it. And so we get together, hopefully, during the Christmas time once a year. It's not always like that. They were not all there this time. I wish they were, but they were not. But what we do is Mark and I will, on the last night of our get-together, because the next day they'll scatter everywhere. We're in Baltimore area this year, and we set them down, and we rent these giant places, these Verbos, that we can all fit in, you know, got like 10 bedrooms or, you know, everything. It's just a fun time for us. And we sit them down in the living room, and we put them in their families. All the families sit together, and Margaret and I, as the matriarch and the patriarch of the family, not as pastors, but as mom and dad, and the matriarch and the patriarch of the family, go around and we minister to them. We have communion together. We have communion together, and we give the communion elements out. We pray, we seek God, and Margaret and I will go around to each family, starting with the oldest, and work our way down to the youngest and pray for every one of our family, children and grandchildren, as matriarchs and patriarchs of the family, because we know we won't be in the same room again till next year, the end of the year, which is interesting. So during the course of that, the Lord gave me a word of prophecy for the children. And I talked about the secret place. Go to the secret place. Let God use you there. And as I was speaking to the children, God said, I just gave you the theme for Grace Point Ministries Worldwide for the year. I said, yeah, Lord. So the next day we went our separate ways. We came back, and here it is. Here's the scripture. We're going to talk about the secret place in this ministry moment. Psalm 91:1 says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Whoever takes shelter under the wings of the Almighty enters into divine presence. Rest is under those shadows. The shadow of God portrays some interesting things. It protects. Moses, who wrote Psalm 91, calls all to go to the secret place of the Most High. That's me and you. To be under the shadow. Under the shadow is a picture of a mother bird that stretches her young, her wings, stretches her wings over a young and protects them under the wings. Psalm 17:8 from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. Protect me like the pupil of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. I like that. Complete Jewish Study Bible. Protect me like the pupil of your eye. The location of the secret place is important. I want you to see this. The location is so important. Notice the Most High, the Almighty, the sovereign ruler of the world, exalted above all. What a location. So when you go to the secret place, that's where you're going. That's where you're going. Where the Most High, the Almighty, the sovereign ruler of the world, exalted above all, that's where you are. What a location, what a place, what a dwelling. Somebody today who heard this message Sunday sent me a note and they said, you said the word dwelling. You said the word dwelling, and that dwelling has always been a place. Sure, sure it has. Absolutely it has. But there's something else you said. There's something else you mentioned. And they said the idea of hanging out, dwelling, that's what I've always heard. But the idea of sitting down in God's presence, that's what it means. The dwelling means sitting in God's presence. That's what the word dwell means in Hebrew, means to sit. You sit down. So what you're doing is, you are sitting down in the secret place. Oh, it's a place to be. And in that secret place, you find calm and stillness. There's no stress. There's no worry. You're resting. Quiet. Stillness. Peaceful. That's what happens in the secret place. Oh, I love that. So if you're going through what a lot of people are going through and you're agitated and you're agitated, you know how that goes. Just all upset. Where do you go? You go to the secret place. That's where you go. And when you get there, very quiet, very restful, and full of peace. Why? Because your problems, your difficulties, the attacks of the enemy, what the enemy does or tries to do, can't go to the secret place. Oh, no. They're unwelcomed. Because you gain strength and provision, and the Lord becomes your fortress because he is your God in that secret place. Why? Because you can trust him and you are near to him. Psalm 31:20 from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them. Notice this. From human plots, you conceal them in the shelter, safe from contentious tongues. Ooh, when I read that, I went, wow. Everybody, you know, yap, 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 at contention, saying this, saying that. Well, he said this, they said that. In the shelter of the secret place, in the presence of that shelter, all the human plots against you don't impact you. You're concealed from them. You're in a secret place with God. In the shelter, safe from contentious tongues. You're safe from the assaults. A place of divine shelter, a hiding place, and there's no danger. Not at all, not there. Because you're protected and you have comfort. And here's the beauty of this. You need to linger a whole lot in that place. You need to spend time and stay in that place long enough to benefit you and your family. The secret place. And the longer you stay, the more you will be blessed. The Lord just spoke to me when I began to look at this. He said, you know that everything you need is in the secret place? Everything you need is provided in the presence of God in the secret place. You need faith, it's there. You need healing, it's there. You need comfort, it's there. You need power, it's there. Strength, it's there. It's there. And the more you stay, the more you will be blessed. Never, ever, ever leave that secret place before the Holy Spirit talks to you, before the Holy Spirit grabs hold of you. Go off and stay long. Expect him to meet you. Now, here's some instruction. If possible, go to the same place every time. I told a story to the church on Sunday. My mom, I didn't know about it. But mom had a secret place in our house. I didn't know about it. I don't think even my dad knew about it. I don't think anybody knew about it but mom and God. And mom had a place there. And my mom was full of power and authority and ministry and glory in her life. When there came a time that I had to be involved with them to move back. Mom wanted to always come back to Florida, and they retired, raised in New York. I was. My dad was an East Sider in Manhattan. Mom was a country girl from Jacksonville, and she wanted to go home the last years of her life. And so we decided, after I got in the military, after the Air Force, and a lot of other things, I began to work with my mom and dad, bringing them back, and we did. And we got ready to go. We had a place to live, and we packed everything up. Years and years of living in a place called Canarsie in Brooklyn. I left my friends. I left everything. My mom left her friends. We left the church I grew up in, and we moved. My dad and I got everything loaded in the truck and everything left, and my dad and I got a head start. And we were driving down. The truck was ahead. Mom stayed to close the house. And Mom had a place. It was a couch in the living room that everybody sat on. You understand that. But it was Mom's secret place, and I did not know it, where Mom would spend hours and hours and hours in the presence of God. And so she said, I can't take this. I'll just give it to somebody. So she put the word out in the community that whoever wanted this quality couch, it had the sleeper. It was back then they made them right, not that they last for 2 days and then they disappear and they fall apart. No, this stuff lasted for ages. Mom heard a knock on the door. Someone came. She opened and said yes. And they said, Ms. Zimmer, we heard that you have a couch to give away. We need one. Can we have it? She invited them in. She goes, yes. But obviously, I cannot move it. You'll have to move it. And they said, fine, we've got enough personnel here, enough men to move it. So they began to move that couch. And Mom told us they could not get it through the door. They tried, they twisted, they pulled, they pushed, and they could not get it through the door. It got in there, the same door. Years and years prior, why couldn't he get through the door? So they said to her, Ms. Zimmer, we can't get this through the door. She says, well, I have to move it. You're going to have to try. And what happened? In their effort, they tore the couch to pieces. I mean, they worked, and according to her, the couch was disassembled and destroyed. And they took it piece by piece, and they took it away, and they put it in the dump. And Mom didn't understand that it was such a good couch. I'm sure they paid a lot of dollars for it. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to her. He said, you didn't know it, but that couch was a secret place that I met you the same time every day, where tears flowed, where answers came, and healing was offered. And they were going to take that couch and use it for evil purposes, and I would not allow that. And Mom told us that story exactly the way I'm telling it to you. Important. Satan cannot steal your memories. Not from the secret place. The prodigal had some memories. He lost his money. He took, his friends left him. They were all gone. His self-confidence shattered. But the memory of his father's house remained, and it was a link for restoration, repentance, and the pleasure of being in the father's house. When you get there, stay long in the secret place. Create memories in the secret place. Bring to the secret place what you need to have blessed there. You'll get strength and healing and hope and help. Excuse me, in the secret place. Stay long enough to receive his commands. Deuteronomy 8:6. Therefore, he that keepeth the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him, follow his instructions, receive your assignments, act on what you know, and apply wisdom in your situation. It's all found in the secret place and so much more. The secret place, 2026. Every Sunday, we're going to deal with the secret place this year by the Lord's help. Go to that secret place soon, every day.